Audiences love to listen. Of course, one of the worst of all was
man, listen.
They had no code of ethics.
We're really fucking nasty.
Yo, we about to talk shit for like an hour.
What's up, man? Listen, it's your host Larian, and my co-host Jeremiah. Got a special guest today. He's not really a guest. He's more like family, honestly. But we're gonna treat him as a guest. As of right now, I'm sure y'all hear from him a lot more as we get deep into it. But go ahead and say hello to the people, Mariano.
It was good, man. It's your boy Rivera, man. You already know.
Now, if you want to contact any of us, I guess, you can hit me up at Larian on Twitter. Jeremiah's at Behalf.
Don't at me.
Yeah, at him anytime you like. Don't worry about it. JK thing to say, don't at me. Like, who are you? Who are you not to be at? Who are you? You would cry if no one added you.
Nigga, please.
Like, yo, I ain't got nobody that cares about what I'm saying. Shut up. And Mariano, what's your Twitter?
It's at Resolutionary. Shout out to Apple, man. They using my shit right now. They owe me that 10% and all that. So, you know.
I saw that. It's an underscore at the end. Resolutionary.
Yeah.
Not revolutionary. It's an S.
Yeah, man.
End of that joint. Who took resolutionary, dickhead? Like, why you had to put a damn underscore on there?
Yo, somebody took that shit. Like, somebody thought it was, you know, somebody took it. It was like, you know how them accounts be. Like, you know, you want a name and you look at
yeah.
The shit. It's somebody
you
like, know,
the tweet.
Yeah, somebody never tweet. I looked at when I went to get the name. The last time they tweeted was like fucking months ago, and I'm like, yo, come on, are you serious, man?
Yeah, I hate that. They take a dope name and then they never actually use the shit.
Exactly.
Which is a total waste. But anyway, yeah, I'm gonna see when the last time this dickhead tweeted. Oh, it's pulling up now. And he got a dickhead face. He got a protected account. Fuck this guy. What, man? You got a man with a protected account. So I don't even know last time.
I protected my account before.
Yeah, well.
This is what happens. This is what happens when you just, you know, you're a popular nigga. You're able to do whatever the fuck you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to explain shit.
This nigga got 90 followers and following 427 people. He got 685 tweets. What the fuck are you protecting? Like, off that name.
Yeah, man.
Fuck Resolutionary. Yo, fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga. Off the name. You don't even deserve the name. I hate you. I don't even know you're not hate you. Lock up a name. You don't even tweet.
He probably. Oh, yeah, but that's the thing. You know what I mean? Cool people don't tweet all the time, man. That's just us. Niggas got shit to do, man. Like Jay-Z, he tweets, what, once a month? And it'd be some bullshit.
Once every quarter. That nigga probably tweet like once every quarter.
And he'll laugh, like, ha-ha, and then...
Like, new shoes, nigga.
Like, exactly. Like, I love that shit. I might only just tweet on Sundays and shit. Who knows?
Yeah, all right.
I hate Twitter conversations.
This man, listen, I don't know how you listening right now. You should already know. I find it odd that you could be listening to some shit you don't even know how you found it, but I don't know. Maybe somebody put it up on their site or some shit. I don't know. You can find us at manlisten.podomatic.com and on iTunes and Stitcher. Just look up Man Listen. Just search Man Listen and we'll come up on those. And if you want to email the show, it's manlistenpodcast@gmail.com. So anyways, that being that, all of the official bullshit business out of the way. Okay, there was some hottest artists in 2011 list, right? MTV came out with this, and I thought, they kind of hit and miss on it. I wasn't incredibly upset with it. I thought it had some big misses, and it had some really good hits on it. And then my partners over at Where's My 40 Acres, shout out to them. They did their list. When they did their list, I just felt like, all right, okay, it's time for us to compile the list. Which was why it was kind of necessary to bring Mariano in.
I thought that list was bullshit.
Okay, well, thanks for being a dickhead.
I'm not being a dickhead. I mean, this is the reason
why. Always not. I didn't ask you to say shit. Okay, we get it. You're a dickhead. Everybody gets it. Hey, everybody listen. Jeremiah's a dickhead.
Oh, my God. It's like they, you know, it's like when you speak your mind, yo, is.
You're a dickhead. Exactly.
Okay.
Everybody don't say everything's on their mind.
My bad. I should have said something positive. My bad.
Just shut the fuck up. but you won't. That's cool.
You right. You right. I'm gonna take a back seat today. I'm gonna chill out. I'm gonna be all nice and shit. My bad. I'm sorry for being negative.
I even want to ask you. Everybody has a right to their own opinion.
Oh, now we have a right to our own opinion, but now I was just being a dickhead. All right, I get it. I was being rude.
Exactly. Anyway, so fine. You think that's bullshit? I did not particularly care for the list very much. I didn't think it was, you know, great list. But that's fine. Everybody gets their own list. So I felt, okay, fine. They did that list. MTV did that list. I looked online. Several people did a list. And I was like, all right, well, let me do my fuck it. And I'm going to get some people, you know, to collaborate with me. Of course, Mariana, y'all probably, if y'all recognize me from doing Yeah Right Radio, y'all should know I'm from that anyway. So, because we've been doing those shows for a while. And there's talks of bringing that back for the people that asked me about it. We're discussing possibly bringing back Yeah Right Radio as a podcast. It ain't going live no more. I just don't see it. And if I do it, I'm not taking no fucking phone calls. Y'all terrible. Y'all suck. Y'all always fuck up everything. Don't ask me where I got my sneakers from when we're talking about dating rules. Like, who the fuck? Like, this Chuck Taylor, fucking go anywhere you can get them. Don't ask me dumb shit. And that's why, like, being with live sucks. Y'all fuck it up.
I love that shit. I do. Like, every time somebody used to come at us on the show, I used to love that shit, man. I used to love it. Like, that's what sometimes it made the show.
For me, it's because you're more combative than I am. I try to be more diplomatic, and it sucks because I don't want to tell somebody they're being dumb as fuck. Like, I don't want to be like, yo, man, you're a dumbass. Like, why are you bothering us right now? Why you had to come in here and be stupid?
I think more than anything, doing a podcast is like, you know, you get an advantage because it's like you have more control. You know, when it's live, something could go wrong, and all of a sudden, now you just, you know, it's a whole... Your shit is fucked up. You know, one thing go wrong because, you know, a song don't play or somebody might go out. It's like, damn, now it's over. You know, now the show tainted and all that shit. But this, you know, you got like a little bit more control. So it's, you know, it's more, you'd be more comfortable doing this.
I had to deal with Radar always being en route. Love her to death. My girl, I love her to death. But she was always en route. Liam would be, you know, fucking on the subway and flying fucking hang gliders and, you know. And niggas got stuff to do, so I'm not mad at them or nothing. But I create an issue sometimes and restricted you. So anyway, that possibly could be coming back. But anyways, with that said, Yeah Right Radio was mostly hip-hop based, and we deal with other stuff as well. And Man Listen doesn't really go with the hip-hop lane as much, but we kind of felt compelled with other people's lists out to put together our own list of the top 10 hottest artists of 2011. So with that said, we've deliberated for like an hour and a half already. Like before this show even began recording, we spent an hour and a half or better trying to come up with our list, and we did that. So we're gonna run down that real quick, and then we'll kind of get back into the more normal things that we would do on this show, kind of just the random talks and covering some news articles and whatnot. So I guess, I don't know, no further ado, y'all want to go ahead and get into it?
Yeah, let's do it. All
right, so let's see. Where the fuck did I put the list? Talking shit. I don't even know where it's at. All right, here it is. All right, so when we came up with hottest, it was kind of like, I think it was a combination of who had visibility, who had songs out there, who was in high demand, kind of the people you just kind of really couldn't escape.
Yeah.
Wasn't necessarily a co-sign of their skills or how much we particularly like them. It was like, yo, you just can't deny this person or these people. So we'll kick it off. Number 10 was Jeezy. And for me, Jeezy was like, he was catching so much hell because, you know, he's dealing with like Ross dissing him. And everybody saying, you know, he has to come back, he has to say something. And people always compare those two, and they had such a big, visible year. Like, MMG had such a visible year that he was kind of always getting kicked down because, first off, CTE can't really compare to MMG. Like, the lineup is nowhere near the same. I don't even know who's on CTE, really, other than, I don't know.
Slick Puller or whatever.
Yeah,
Slick Puller was terrible. Gangsta Gibbs, Freddie Gibbs, who I do not care for at all. I don't even understand why people like him.
I fucks with him.
It was, there's, there, I mean, people do. Plenty of people do.
I think he can rap. I think he can spit.
He kind of, I don't know, he kind of gets by, like, to me on some of that fast flow shit. Like, I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever.
I mean, he's from, you know, Indiana. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I don't, yeah, know, I don't like, yeah, I don't expect him to be, you know, have the best flow, but I think he's all right.
I think he has good flow. I just don't think he says it. But whatever. So we brought Jeezy in at number 10. Based
yeah, he barely made it because I felt like he dropped the ball. When he came out with, I forgot what mixtape that Losing My Mom was on, but he's been screaming like 103 since Blueprint. Blueprint 3? He's been like screaming TM 103 for the like the past 3 years.
And I think we finally got it. Might have actually been like 2009 when
2009 came out. Yeah. But do you see how long it took? Like 2 years for you to come up with an album and you're like a top tier rapper? I just didn't understand that. Because exactly. Losing My Mind hit the streets. Like
I watched the 103 documentary and he just chilled. He won on the tour with Jay, the Blueprint 3 tour. He just went out with him. He just chilled on music. Like,
and you know what happens when you chill and you're not in that top spot. You allow somebody else to just flourish.
He kind of is, though. Like, Jeezy still probably got to be considered in your top five, like, you know, like artists in hip hop.
Nah. Top five?
I don't know about top five.
I wouldn't even say top 10, maybe. Top 15. Not top 10. Yeah,
top
10.
Five is like, you know.
I don't know. I say that because Jeezy goes platinum every time. He always has videos in rotation. His song always in rotation.
He didn't. Like, he didn't this year. He really didn't.
This way, like Ross, like we all consider Ross a lot hotter in the sense that he kind of everywhere and everything. But Jeezy always outsells him too. So he gotta have something going for it. It doesn't matter. Like, yeah, I agree. He was kept talking about 103. We kept waiting on 103. But then when 103 comes out, we pop it. Like the people go crazy.
He was relevant for a lot of negative shit too. You know, he wasn't always just. People kept his name out there because of Rick Ross.
Today. Yeah, you know what? The funny thing about that whole thing is that everybody just went straight to saying, "Yo, this nigga Rick Ross, man. You know why he ain't yo? You know if he really dissing, why he ain't say his name? This and that." Jeezy came out. You know, I think Jeezy might have didn't Jeezy like take the first. Shot it, whether it's indirect or not, with
yeah,
the real
he took, yeah, because yeah, yeah. You know, because then, I think they were cool before,
yeah, that's where the subliminals kind of started because Ross dropped, you know, the BMF shit or whatever, and then you know, Jeezy was like, you know, he dropped some shit called the real BMF, then he hopped on the actual BMF beat, and you know, he said, you know, said some shit like, you know, how you part of the fam, you know, shit like that. So, you know, I think that's when the subliminals kind of started, and it was from Jeezy. So, you know, Ross was kind of just like, you know, responding. So whether them niggas want to address that they had beef, you know, just flat out or not. You know,
yeah. Them. But it's a no, cat.
It's not even that. The thing is this. To me, Jeezy started it and like he finished it like poorly. Because right after that whole real BMF shit, you got Big Meech. You know, Big Meech, what, either his mom or his sister is chilling with Rick Ross and at concerts. So yeah, it's like even though Ross did BMF, he went through the proper channels to actually get the shit done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if anything, Jeezy should have just hopped on a remix and just, you know, added on to you know, what he thought of BMF. He should have never like took it.
Yeah, I think that would have been, like you said, I think that right there would have been more.
I think it was jealous. Yeah.
I think that'd been a smarter move because it's like, okay, let me hop on this and throw my little 2 cents on the BMF shit. Let me not get on this shit and say, oh, nigga, you know, you BMF, you know, fuck out of here. What you talking about BMF for? I was really, you know, with these niggas, this and that. It's like, it ain't the lane for that. You know what I'm saying? He should have just got on there, said his little part and left it at that. It was a hot song because Ross took off after that. That was it.
That's fine. You're right. Exactly. But I think we all can kind of agree that between The Real and Back and TM 103, I think was one of the best albums of last year. He came back strong.
I think it was a cool album. I don't think it was, you know, it wasn't really.
Okay. Name me three albums better than TM 103.
Self-Made. Self-Made was better than TM 103.
That's okay, but I'm gonna tell you on about TM 103. The thing about it, like I say it was a decent album, and the reason why I don't you know, I'm not so high, you know, on it is because it took Jeezy so long to put it out. It's like if he would have put this album out or something like this back when he said it, then okay, you know, I'm all with it. But he put this out after making niggas wait, what, three, you know, two years or whatever, 2.5 years, however long. So it's like niggas was kind of, he was, you know, with every month that went by, every date that he didn't drop it on, the expectations grew. So niggas was expecting some shit that was like, you know, just some flawless shit. It's a cool album. It's not whack. It's just that he made niggas wait too long for that, you know, and that was
just it. If you think about the way, like, when it comes to Self-Made, how they were coming out with, like, two songs back-to-back in 1 month, and then the next month it was three songs that came out. Then it was just, like, it kept, like, you had Tupac back. You had
five songs out of
what? Tupac back? You had, what was that song?
600
Pac-Man wasn't too bad.
That Way was out.
That Way was, like,
That Way was already out before
600
that.
No.
No.
That Way was the last single.
Pandemonium was out too, wasn't it? Was Pandemonium was on there?
Pandemonium was on there, but
Pandemonium was on that Rick Ross tape. That they put that on there. That was on that Ross tape. Ashes to Ashes. Two of those songs was on Rick Ross tape. Pandemonium and Play Your Part was on that Rick Ross tape. Come on. I'm just saying, like, it wasn't better.
All right. Okay. Self-Made. The song Self-Made, and so if you want to do track for track, Self-Made was way better than TM 103. This is my opinion, but okay. Like, that's, we're getting off the topics. Like,
right? Yeah, exactly.
We have Young Jeezy at number 10.
Number 9, 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz.
Yeah, see, man,
who none of us even like.
Man, I do like. I think he's okay. I don't think he's a good lyricist, or I think he's an okay rapper. You know, and he makes hot songs. But when it comes, I mean, ignorant or not, he was buzzing.
I love ignorant rap.
I think the fans ruined it for me a lot, man. I think a lot of the, you know, it's like, he, you know, it's already a gimmick, you know, with the whole, you know, with his, you know, his style or whatever. And it's like, I can't really can't get into his music. I just can't. You know, I try to give everything a chance. I can't get into this nigga music. I've stopped trying, but I cannot deny that this nigga was hot last year. I can't. I would be a hater to say that he wasn't hot. You know what I'm saying? Just because I don't like his music, and you know, I would be hating to be like, nah, that nigga wasn't shit. He was everywhere. It got to the point where I literally couldn't look at, you know, not one mixtape track list, and his name wasn't on the shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So,
and I mean, and like, that's funny because we all have to agree that, like, okay, Maya says he's decent, okay, whatever. Me and Maya both, I don't even like this nigga, but we came together and came up with this list. I mean, his visibility was just way too high. You couldn't escape. Yeah. He was like Gucci Man, like remember Gucci Man, like about 3 years ago, you couldn't get away from Gucci.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Like not, he was on everybody's album.
Exactly.
So I mean, he would have to make it.
Yeah. So you got to give Chainz off of that, like, just for the fact that he was an immovable force within hip hop. Regardless to how you feel about him personally, and I mean,
yeah, definitely. That's the only thing about him that I think I would defend in the, you know, in a debate. I would never defend his music because, like I said, I don't fuck with it at all. But I, you know, you can't deny that he was hot. You know, at all. There's no way around it.
And you made a good point too about fans, because being a Joe Budden fan, I'm a huge Joe Budden fan. That's my favorite artist. His fans do ruin music for you. Like, Joe Budden fans will make you hate his music because they.
Oh,
like,
no, his stans will. I mean.
Well, yeah, exactly. They go another level. You're right. Exactly. Huh? I get falsely accused of being a fan, and I'm like, you know how many Joe Budden songs I don't know. Like, there's a ton that I heard last year. I'm like, he's my favorite artist off of what I heard. And if you got more shit, cool. But I wasn't, like, on it to where if Joe, you know, recorded himself taking a piss, I had that track. I don't have it.
Or,
you know, his stans do, though. They're like, oh, you remember that? That was on Moon Music 3.2. He was taking a piss. And you know, Imani was in the background saying, hurry up, I got a piss. Like, they know that. I don't know those songs. I don't have those tracks. But, yeah, fans will ruin it for you sometimes. Number 8, we got J. Cole, who I don't know. To me, like, last year to me, he put out one of the best albums of me, too. I actually did a top 10 album of 11, and he made number 3 on my list, I think. Yeah, I had him at number 3. I thought Cold World was a great, great album. All in all, I think the year was a little bit quiet for him, but the splash that he made was a pretty big one. Oh, he had some solid features, Grammy nominated, great album.
I don't think the album was great, but I mean, I think it was. My problem with J. Cole is that he gives away so many songs on mixtapes that should have been album cuts.
He didn't do that last year, though.
What do you mean?
He didn't drop like mad mixtapes last year.
He dropped a mixtape last year, and some of the songs that were on there could have very much been. Was that 2010?
Yeah, Friday Night Lights came out 2010.
Last year was pretty.
You know what? You know what? It came out so late. It came out in November.
Yeah,
it was, you know, like, so
he was right. That's the thing. He, you know, it was kind of just like you said. It was kind of quiet because the material wasn't necessarily new in 2011. It's just that it came out so late 2010. When you go back and revisit it, you're like, damn, this shit. You know, did this shit just come out? You know, like, you know, a couple weeks ago. You know, what the fuck? It was just. But the album, like you said, the album though, I fuck with the album heavy. I definitely fuck that.
I think that was one of the best albums of last year.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I did a list, so I took my time to come up with 10 albums. That's a whole other thing. I could do that later on or whatever. But so, it's number 3 for me. I really don't think there's a ton of albums that came out last year better than that.
Shit dropped last year, but I mean, I can't really. Think about, I mean, Watch the Throne was better. I mean, it was a lot of whack ass albums last year.
In your opinion, yeah, I didn't think Watch the Throne was better.
We're not gonna go there.
In all fairness, this nigga worships Watch the Throne.
I don't worship Watch the Throne, but when I'm not gonna sit here and say that. Cold World was better than Watch. Like, you're bugging. You are like.
It's a lot better, but whatever. It's a lot better.
The same person that thinks Wale album Ambition was the best album of last year. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. You are a fucking weirdo.
I'm good. All right, whatever. Now I'm just realistic. You're listening to niggas talking about being rich.
My bad. Could you rather listen to niggas cry about bitches or cry about, you know, Sally Mae or some shit? Like, I mean,
listen to the album. Shut the fuck up.
I listen to for one. I listen to J. Cole. I listen to Sideline Story. While I was talking about Flower Bomb, which I thought was like one of his worst songs ever. But we're talking about J. Cole now. J. Cole. I thought it wasn't. Sorry, I didn't think it was that hot. The song with Missy Elliott was cool, you know. Like Mr. Nice Wash was weird as hell. Like, I'm sorry, I thought whatever mixtape he had, Friday Night Lights, was better than the Sideline Story. That's what I feel. But I don't think it was like a top album of last year.
You got 2 cents on that one?
What about this album?
Yeah, like just a versus. I'm just curious. Versus Watch the Throne. What do you think was best?
About Cold World versus Watch the Throne.
Why you comparing?
I mean, it's actually not. You know that. You know what? I really have Watch the Throne high on my list. Like I would take Watch the Throne over Cold World. I'm not gonna shit on Cold World in the name of Watch the Throne. Like and just say like, oh my God, Cold World.
I just don't think you should compare these two. Like it's not.
Oh yeah, I definitely don't think they should be. Yeah, their albums, their hip hop. So I mean, I guess people are gonna say, you know, you
can. Yeah, it's okay to compare.
I would take Watch the Throne. It actually was one of my favorites of last year. Like I actually love that album. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really do. It's just
yeah, and you know, I got it. I play it. It was in when I did my list. It was in my top 10. Just to me.
Yeah, I just would. Like I said, I would take that over. I seriously would take Watch the Throne over Cold World.
Absolutely fine. So I'm voting on this one. 2 or 3. Not a big deal. I'm cool with it. I don't give a shit because I'm not going to start listening. And I do listen to Watch the Throne a lot.
Yeah.
J. Cole, Cole World a lot too.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said I won't. You know, I won't just sit on.
I'm not living that life, yo. I'm not living that life to be just listening to J.
Watch the throne life.
Okay, but I can relate. I can relate more to money and fashion than you know him trying to find himself. What the fuck? Like, come on, man. Like, and that's not even me. I'm just telling you what I look forward to listening to. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, Watch the Throne just inspired. You know what I'm saying?
Tell us he was broke. He just tell us he was broke, but now he's telling me he can relate more to fucking Washington.
Okay, what are you? Because I'm broke, I want to listen to other broke niggas cry about being broke. Fuck out of here! I don't want to hear that shit.
I get it. What you want to hear? You said you could relate more to. It doesn't matter about what you
I can.
Hear.
I'm just saying, like me personally, where I'm going, I'm not thinking about where I'm at right now. I'm thinking about where I'm going, so I can relate to Watch the Throne better. And plus. The concert made the album better for me. So it's just different.
All right, whatever.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry to me.
You seem like you do. I don't know.
Nah. Like I said, before you record, you're the most delusional nigga I ever met in my entire fucking life.
Whatever,
anyway.
My nigga.
Whatever. All right.
Nigga said Jake better watch the throne. Fucking crazy. all that meth, you know, all the meth labs you were next to downstairs. I mean, down there. I just don't understand how anyone can say that.
That shit because it was Jay and Kanye.
Yo.
He didn't even make the list, but it's so fucking great. All right,
this
anyway.
Nigga just said Niggas in Paris is one of the hottest songs of last year.
He's
shitting on us. I don't want to hear no more. Let's go to the next. Who's number 7?
Niggas in Paris was one of the hottest songs last year. I think that album falls off at certain points. I think it has some really great songs, and I think it takes a lull. That's it. Point blank, period.
Nah. I'm not even going to. I'm sorry, but, you know, that's just me. But,
Sally,
you know.
Man. I hate this thing. All right, number 7. Big Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, even Mariano being from Detroit. Like, he's not. Nobody on here is a big fan of this dude.
Nah, like, but. I don't know. It's not that. It's not necessarily. Nigga's not like a big fan, you know, of him. But you know, him being from the city, like I said, I know the area, you know, that like he's from and shit. He's one of them niggas. He's the typical, you know, one of them type of niggas. One of, you know, West Side, you know, Detroit, you know, niggas. Like, he's just a, you know, no regular nigga. I don't be too, you know, people, it's brand new to other people when they see how the nigga act and his music and shit. And they're like, yo, this nigga's a cornball, but that's all he knows. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's all right, you know.
He true to himself. But I mean, I felt like he had so many features. You know, he was just kind of a little bit of everywhere. I remember the first time I heard Big Sean, I couldn't understand how he was supposed to be like this next guy. Like, why Kanye felt like he had to sign him and everything. I was like, why? I didn't get it.
I was just saying.
That, and he's got the the Adidas commercials. It's like he's out there.
He's nice when he wants to be, though. Honestly, hot. You know, whether it's like, you know, debating whether he's hot or, you know, it's buzz. He's nice when he wants to be. You know what I'm saying? I've heard songs where, you know, I done had to, you know, be like, damn, you know, he just said some shit right there. It's just that so often he falls in love with that, you know, boy, dude, you know, all that shit and wanna, you know what I'm saying? He falls in love with that. But that's his style. I get it. You know, that's his signature. That's his trademark. So, you know, he puts it out there. It's just that I'm not always in the mood to listen to Big Sean. Like, his album was tough. I can throw that album on. It's, like I said, it's tough. He got some shit on there, but, you know.
I wasn't a big fan of that one either. So. But, I you know what? When he did the guest feature on 1977, Big Dreams album.
Yeah.
That song he did with Ghetto, like he actually did deliver on that one. So I was like, all right, like that.
I still haven't heard that. Like, I need to. I've been wanting to, but I still haven't heard.
If you're a Dream fan,
I am. I'm a big Dream fan.
Well, then definitely listen to that. You know what's crazy about the Dream? I ain't gonna go off on a tangent on this. Is that he keeps making the same album, but it works.
Yeah,
really.
Whoever the chick, the Nicki chick that broke his heart, like, I just want to shout out to her because she made that nigga make some great shit, yo. Like,
really, And then shout out to Dre because he's so real. Like, he's like, yo, he don't mind paying his child support. He don't. He's like, yo, whatever. Like, I'm out here just paying ridiculous child support to these kids. Yeah. I don't care. Just come on. Like, he was in London. Like, I'm looking for my next baby mother. And then maybe the baby mother after that. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Like, you know, he was being way
too. Yeah, he keep it 100. You know, he keep it 100. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely a Dream fan. But yeah, he that was kind of the thing for Big Sean for me that I was like, kind of solidified him. Where I was like, all right, I'm not even going to deny this verse. He actually laid it. Yeah. I can't even deny. But just off of that.
He's good at being average.
Maybe the best. Maybe
he's,
the best.
He's great at being average.
Yeah.
I don't see anything coming lyrically from him, just like I wouldn't from 2 Chainz. I just think that he's been consistent at being, you know, relevant.
And a lot of people spoke on Finally Famous as if it was a pretty good album, even though they weren't fans. So.
It was an okay album.
Yeah, that shit is fire. I can't even lie, man. Like,
when you're not even a fan and you're like, yo, that's a pretty good album. Like, yeah. You gotta give credence to that. So
he's just annoying as hell.
That's the thing right there. Like you could tell Big Sean is like, you know, he might be a cool nigga, but it's like sometimes he's like that friend you got where sometimes you chill and you be like, yo, this nigga cool as shit, you know what I'm saying? But then other times you be like, yo, how the fuck do I even like associate with this nigga's fucking annoying? Like this. Like he's like that on the, you know, with his music shit. It's like before the, but like I remember one time I put the nigga, you know, I tried to give his shit a chance. It was like one of his mixtapes. And I'm listening to the shit, and halfway through the tape, I'm sitting there like, yo, what am I doing with my fucking life? Why am I listening to this shit? What the fuck is this? But when I listened to his album, I was like, yo, you see what I'm saying? If you being on this type of shit, I have Big Sean in rotation more, but I don't on a regular. You know, which is why I say I'm not like the biggest Big Sean fan. It's because I don't have his music in rotation, you know, on every day or every other day. But that album is dope. You know, I can't lie. All right.
So we'll move on. Number 6. We have Wiz Khalifa.
Black and yellow.
Yeah. I'm gonna let y'all speak on that one a little more.
Yeah, because you didn't want him on the list. I get it.
I was a little resistant to Wiz, so I'll let y'all kind of go. Why?
I'll tell you why he's on the list. When he's in 2010, like he's been out for a while. He's been out for a while, but Cushion Orange Juice was basically the mixtape that, you know, shined a lot of light on him. Like that's how I kind of knew, you know what I mean, that he was official. This year, like he did put out Rolling Papers that was lukewarm. But he put out Cabin Fever, which was, I believe, one of his best mixtapes. One of his best. Not saying it is his best. But this year, he's basically been making more money. He's been doing a lot of features. He's done features with, you know, Currency, Rick Ross, Wale, you know. He's done it, Waka Flocka, French Montana. He's been everywhere. And he has his own tour. He has his own record label. And this all happened in 2011. So he...
Did he get his Rolling Papers in 2011?
Rolling...
Like his own line of Rolling Papers? Was that this year too?
Yeah.
That last year?
I think it was. I mean... I think it was probably like 2010 or whatever, 2011. I mean, you could say 2011. He's a household name, yo. He's a household name.
Yep. Fucking went platinum, yo. That shit, that's fucking crazy. Fucking single. Platinum fucking single.
The biggest thing he did to me was Mary Amber Rose.
Well, I mean, you know, he's pretty much in, you know, they're pretty much in love, you know. Like, I'm not even gonna...
And that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I just think he had a big year in 2011. That's all I'm saying.
That's fine.
Yeah, he definitely did. He definitely did. Like you said,
I think he deserves to be on there. Because
without him on the list, it's kind of like you're gonna be looking at the other artists like, yo, you know, what did they do that was, you know, that was so special that you got to bump Wiz completely off the list? You know what I mean? Like his impact was just, he just had an undeniable impact. That's the thing. Maybe his impact wasn't bigger than, you know, like a Drake or bigger than a, you know, whoever else you want to think of, but it was big enough to where you get to you put him on the list. He earned a spot on the list for sure.
They were. All right, I don't have much.
And plus, he has a movie coming out probably this year with Snoop. Like, even though I'm not gonna probably look for that shit, but he's doing a lot of things, and he's not for my age bracket, but he's relevant as hell.
All right, number five, we got Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Anybody want to take charge on that one?
Meek Mill definitely. I think if anybody, you know, that hears this and that, you know, has like, they may have Meek Mill, you know, higher on their list. I wouldn't be mad. I won't be mad at, you know, but he definitely deserved top five, you know, regardless, because you got to look at, you know, songs like I'm a Boss, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he had Work, Tupac Back, you know, that was his shit. All this without having an album out, you know what I'm saying? Like, he has all these smash hits with no album out. Did drop the mixtape, you know, the Dream Chasers, and he just got it, because he's been around, you know, he's been around on the mixtape scene, you know, for years, but last year was the year that, I'm talking about literally everybody that, like, never probably gave Meek Mill a chance before, Meek was in there, you know, their rotation, like, probably daily. And they you had no way around it, because this shit was that hot, like, you know?
Yeah, because House Party took off, too. And it's funny
the shit was great point
in saying that, yeah, before he had his grind or whatever, and, you know, he was doing this mixtape thing, and people knew of him, because when I did Yeah Right Radio a long time ago, I had young Chris on, and Chris told me that Meek would do it. He would do the show. I didn't even want Meek then. I didn't really know him. Like, you can listen to the archives on that. He actually said that, yeah. He's like, nah, Meek's my man. He'll do the show. That's
like,
not it.
I would have definitely put him on there, like Mr. Philadelphia and the Flamers.
I had no clue who he was. I'm not even kidding you. That goes to show you how great a year he had last year. I really didn't know who Meek Mill was.
Yo.
That was no shot at Meek. I just didn't know who he was at that point. Last year, everybody knew who he was.
See, I get it. Because, like, 5 years ago, I used to be on YouTube, me and my boy and shit, me and my boy Trill or whatever, and we used to look at all of the battles, like the Philly rappers. Like, mm-hmm. They would, like, freestyle.
Reed Dollars and shit.
Yeah, Reed Dollars, Joey Jihad. Like, I used to look at this shit, you know what I'm saying? And Meek was one of the, you know, he was one of them young dudes out there, you know, braids, cornrows and shit. Looking crazy, but, you know, his flow, that Philly flow, you know what I mean? It's an amp type, you know, it gets you amped or whatever.
Yeah.
And I knew he was going to be hood big. I didn't think that he would blow up. See, when he signed with T.I. or whatever, and T.I. basically dropped the ball, and he had a song called Rose Red or whatever, I thought that could have been on a radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen potential in him. So when he got with Rick Ross, he really just, like, blew the fuck up. So that's why I think even with Tupac Back and, you know, I'm a Boss and House Party, I mean, they're still being played.
Right now. All those are still in heavy rotation.
Exactly. That's exactly, man. And like I said, that's all with no album. He had a mixtape, and he just was working. Yo, like I said, I guarantee you right now, you throwing I'm a Boss today. Huh. That shit is still fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, this shit just speak for itself. What he did last year just, you know, just spoke for itself. And, you know, it definitely earned him, like I said, a spot in the top five, like, easily.
So, Meek Mill gets five. Number four. Man, this dude, actually, he's my age, actually. Currency. He's 31 years old, man, actually. Currency makes number four. Man, I think everybody here is a Currency fan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Currency been doing it, like, since, man, like, he was on No Limit. He was on Cash Money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's been around forever. But last year, I really felt like he just, his grind is so relentless.
Yeah, he finally got it. It seemed like it finally clicked.
Yeah, he found where he belongs, and he has not moved out of that spot.
Exactly. I think the years that he spent, like you said, around No Limit and, you know, with back when he was under Wayne, I think that shit did him some good, because he learned how to follow first. You know what I'm saying? He learned how to follow, and, you know, he didn't stay a follower. He said, okay, I'm going to take what I learned from this situation. I'm going to take it, you know, I'm going to take what I learned from this other situation, and I'm going to build my own shit. You know what I'm saying? He built his own brand up, and like I said, he just got it. He put out mixtapes after mixtape. Then he dropped, you know, that album, and it's like, yo, you and the music was fire. It's not like he's giving away this music and it's just, you know, mediocre music. Like him and Alchemist, you know, they went and locked in and gave niggas the solid tape. That Cover Coop, yo, that shit is like, it's still fire, you know, like today, it's still relevant. And right. Everything that he dropped last year is still very relevant. Like he's just he was so consistent, man. It was crazy.
Right, and that's with no label backing. Like everything he does is independent, you know. But he just has like all
of it. He has a brand, yo. He has movement. Like
then he got Mikey Rocks. Then he signed Mikey Rocks to the to the Jets and all that. I think Smoke Dizza. Yeah. You know what I mean? He added, so they added, you know, they added on, you know, it's Dizza and, you know, so he's building this shit up. Like, just like how niggas just said, you know, look at, you know, how Ross, what he did, you know, this and that. He's building this shit up, man. He's doing it the right way.
No doubt. So, I mean, that was, you know, I don't know. You ain't really got to say too much more about Currency. Currency did everything on his own and kind of built it up to where he schooled himself and he made himself entirely relevant.
Mm-hmm.
He pours all the time. He's on everybody's projects. People reach out to him. So, I mean, it's just, how could you deny a guy, especially considering what he's coming with? He didn't have a major back. So.
Exactly. Didn't he break his leg or some shit at some point in time?
Yeah, he was on tour with, you know, broken leg and shit.
Working,
man. Ain't stop him, man. Like, he just don't quit working. Like, he doesn't quit working. He understands, like, what a lot of people may not understand is that in hip-hop, man, you – like outside of like Jay, you got a really short run. You have to make the most of it.
Yeah.
Most people get, you know, if you're lucky, you get 5-6 years to really make your impact.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just understanding that. Like, if I'm going to do this, I got to keep going, keep working, like never stop.
Yeah.
That's why Currency gets number four. Number three, we got Wale. Wale is one of my personal favorite artists of last, like recent years. He's, to me, he's like gifted as far as what he does lyrically. And then if we're just talking hot, like, once again, who drops an album without like a Wale version? If it's not the album, it's when the remix time comes. Like, when you got that hot song and it's like, all right, like say Rack City, you know, it's hot. So it's like, all right, we got to go in and throw Wale on there.
Mm-hmm.
Wale everywhere. Yeah,
what year did No Hands drop?
That was 2011.
2011. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was a song that kind of like, you know, took him to another level.
Uh huh.
That way was with him and Jeremiah and Rick Ross and I mean everything. Like you just couldn't.
Tattoo on my arm. He dropped the tattoo on my arm. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Right after. Either right before or right after the Lotus Flower Bomb.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite songs from him.
Yeah.
But like verse-wise, like Pandemonium and 600 yeah. Bands, like really, that's, you know, that's when I started to believe. Like, I still think that, you know, what was the Flower Bomb was trash. I still think that shit was trash. Oh my gosh, I hate that song. I think Chain Music is okay. I don't really think that his album was like, you know, I think it was a decent album. I think it was really a decent album. I probably would like his next one, but I don't know. I'm like I'm a fan, but I'm definitely a fan of his grind in 2011.
Yeah, definitely, man. That tape he dropped too. He dropped the 11-1-11 theory, you know, right before, you know, it wasn't maybe like a week or a week or two. Or,
yeah.
It was right before his album or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
He was waiting until he got a million followers.
Yeah, he dropped that shit, you know, and it was crazy. That tape is fire, man. I couldn't believe it. I was like, yo, you know, why would he drop this tape that's so with so much fire on it right around, you know, his album? I'm just like, yo, you just gotta appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Because he already was giving niggas freestyle after freestyle. Yeah. He rhymed over AZ shit, the Sugar Hill. He rhymed over Mass Appeal, among others. You know what I mean? So it just was, he had a hell of a year, man. Like you said, you couldn't really turn anywhere and look, and you know, a remix was coming out while Wale's on it. You know what I mean? It's just the shit with him and Big Sean. The, what was it? The Slight Work.
Yeah. I mean,
fire. fire.
Firstly, like Ambition was my personal pick. Mm-hmm. Like it was my favorite album of last year, actually. And I mean, he just like I said, when even taking that out of it is just undeniable. Like, when do you not see that cat? Whether you like him or not, like you know, he gets shit because he's always reacting to negative shit on Twitter and shit.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of them niggas that if you base, you know, off his image on like Twitter or, you know, just outside of music period, you probably won't give his music a chance because you'll be looking like, yo, this guy's, you know, fuck is wrong with this nigga. But, you know, it's, like I said, his music is dope, man. You know, there's no way of getting around it. He may not be for everybody, but he's, you know, he's dope. You know, he got his lane.
Yeah, especially when like that, the 11 Theory came out and then, like I think, like probably 2 days later, he had a little show in at Club Cameo on South Beach, and I went there, and it was like people that actually knew the songs, and the shit just came out. Like, I didn't know the shit, but you know, he has a fan base.
The first take, which was crazy. I like that. I think he's done first take a couple of times. So I mean, he's a high commodity. Like he's one of those guys that you see everywhere. So number two, we had Drake. I don't know. What the fuck do you say about Drake?
Yo, what can you say, man? Drake just like, Drake is Drake, man. When you say Drake, it's like, yo, damn, B. It's like.
Drake on Sprite commercials.
Man, this nigga had, yo, last year.
Man, everybody get a Sprite commercial, nigga.
Hey, name me one other guy who got a Sprite commercial, smart ass.
Didn't Nas get one in AZ?
Fuck no.
Yes, they did. Obey your thirst, nigga. It was mad rappers obeyed. Come on.
Nigga, we're talking now. We're not talking about in fucking 1998.
Son, it's Sprite, man. Who the fuck drinks Sprite, son?
Booyah, boy.
White kids. We're not gonna go there.
Even outside of that type of shit, like the shit that he dropped last year, look at the shit he dropped that wasn't even on the album. Like so he gave his Flood Paradise.
Hey.
What was the shit with him and Ross?
Damn, what's the name of that joint? I know just what you're talking
about. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. He gay niggas that. Then when he dropped once he dropped Take Care, that album right there, I ain't been gonna lie. That was my personal favorite album of last year, and it's still there. I'm not saying that it was the greatest shit I ever heard, you know, in my life. Just fuck everything else that dropped. It's just my personal favorite album of last year because it just was a complete. It was a complete album, you know what I'm saying? Start to finish, it was just, this nigga just, well, he was in the fucking zone, man. Like, and he just was, Drake did what he was supposed to do. He did what he was supposed to. Drake is like how when you watch, like, just like when we said, what do you say about him? It's like watching LeBron go out there, you know, 30 games in a row and give niggas 25, 8, and 9. It's like, what do you say? You expect him to do that. So when he does it, it's like, all right, that's typical.
Yeah, we don't have much.
To me, it was more of a, R&B album. Even I mean it was a cool album though. It was just to me it was a downer.
I think R&B.
I think both of his stuff is just straight R&B. Like, but you can't deny tracks like Headlines or you know Loving the Crew Love or Marvin Marvin's Room. I hated that song. But The real her with Lil Wayne and I'm not even gonna say Andre 3000 because I think he should have never even been on that track.
Do this work. Go ahead.
But I think I'm sorry, my bad. Fuck Andre 3000. You know he can go tell her to go make a blouse or some shit. But Lil Wayne really was spitting on the real her. I like that one. Yeah, he did. He went off on it.
Stop. He didn't beat Dre. You fucking smoke. Nah, whatever. You smoke.
Andre doesn't even rap anymore. He talks.
He rapped on that shit. The fuck?
Nigga, he was. Come on, man. You really letting like his career, get it.
Yo, you know what I'm gonna tell you. I didn't like about that. I'm gonna tell you. Like it wasn't even necessarily. You know, when I heard him, it's like it's not about what he was saying. It's about like the way he. It just didn't seem like he fit on the song. You know, I'm not saying Andre 3000. Like, oh my god, you know this nigga's just. Trash. Because when you if you really sit down and listen to what he's saying, it's like, this is cool. You know, this is a cool verse. But it's just the way that he says it.
The way he
it just seems like he just walked into the studio. You know, the beat was on. He was like, oh shit. You know, just like just said. So it's like talking. You know. So I mean, if a nigga want to take that as like you know slandering him or whatever, then you know it is what it is. I just don't think he fit on that song. Like he said, his flow. Maybe it was his flow.
His flow. It might not have been the
bars, but his flow on that shit just kind of threw me off because I'm like, yo, this beat didn't call for that, man. Like that shit wasn't. Maybe it's just me. You know,
he did that. He did that on Greenlight with John Legend, the same flow, and it was good on that.
Yeah.
Walk It Out. He killed Walk It Out with that same flow. Bodied that. But we
bodied that shit.
Like I hear that same flow on Party by Beyonce, I think that shit is terrible. The Real Her, his flow on there, terrible. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I believe.
Yeah, I just didn't like how he sounded on the song. Like it was just, you know, he would have been cool for that song had he used a different flow. I didn't, you know, completely just want to say, you know, nah, why did you go get Andre 3000? That was a bad choice. I think he was a good fit at the end, you know, on that song. It's just that I wish he would have used a different flow. That's all. That's my only beef with that verse. It was just, I can't listen to it because the way he, like I said, his flow, I don't know, maybe a nigga being picky or, you know, whatever, but I mean, that's just.
It's opinions. Everybody's got, you know. That was his opinion. That's how he flows all the time to me, though. So, like, I've been a Outkast fan, so it's nothing new.
I was definitely an Outkast fan. I think now, if we, just to go off the subject, I think Big Boi is better than Andre right now.
Okay. All right.
That's just what I think. I think he's better.
Nigga leg,
No, it's cool. It's cool.
Like he said, it's a whole nother thing. That's fine. I'm not getting into it. Period. Like to agree or disagree. So. All right, number one, I don't think this is hard for anybody. We picked Rick Ross for the hottest artist last year.
Easy.
And once again, like, when did you not see Rick Ross?
Yeah, like, the nigga he dropped so much dope music. Like, it was just, the shit is insane, man. Like, every time you turn around, it's either he's on that song dropping a verse, or he's on a song and you wish he would have dropped that verse because he did the hook. So, you know, he bodied the hook and you like, damn, I thought I was waiting for this nigga to rap. You know what I mean? It was just, that nigga was on everything, man. Everything that was hot, Ross was putting that shit. Like, he was putting out, he didn't break. It wasn't like he came out with some shit and you like, come on, Ross, what the fuck?
And he assembled a team. Even though I don't like Rich Forever, I didn't think that tape was all that good.
Wow.
Wasn't a big fan of that one. But all in all,
okay.
We never agree. That's the beauty of the show. Like we'll never agree on everything. Rich Favre to me was I've never been a big fan of Rick Ross mixtapes. So I think his albums are way better than mixtapes. Like, never, like crazy. But hey, you have something on your mind, Jeremiah?
No.
You like Rich Rap? I understand you like.
I like Rich Rap. What do you mean?
And I'm like, yeah, okay, but that's cool. All that stuff went really great, but I just didn't think the album was that good. I didn't think the mixtape was that great. And if it was that fucking great, it would have been the album, and it wouldn't have sold the album. That's why you got Rich Forever. Ain't got nothing to do with him having no fucking seizures, because if you could drop a project, you can drop a project. That's all original music. There's nothing on there that's like, you know, over somebody else's beat.
It was but it was... I think it was a great body of work, and to be honest with you, I think Rich Forever overshadowed TM-103.
Oh, okay.
And I'm that's word on the streets. It did.
Word on the streets.
Word on the streets. It did.
Like you did a street survey.
And to be honest with you, I am more for Young Jeezy than Rick Ross, but you cannot deny what the fuck he's putting out.
Don't say that. We've had this discussion before.
Like my girl is a big Rick Ross fan, and I've told her time and time to never compare the two. But when it comes to right now, Rich Forever to me was just better than TM-103. I think it was just the hype. It was too much. We've been waiting for too long, and then
that's why my opinion about TM-103 earlier was what it was, because like I said, TM-103 is a decent album. And the reason why I only said it was a decent album, I won't shit on it. It's not whack. I wouldn't call it whack. But if he would have released this album when he told niggas, if he had only pushed the date back one time, and we would have got that album like maybe just a little bit late, not 2 years later or not, you know, nothing like that, it would have been high. I would have been like, damn, you know, this shit is, damn, Jeezy came with some shit. But you made niggas wait, and it's just like, TM103 just sound like, all right, man, just fuck it. I had that nigga waiting long enough, man. Here you go. Like, it was decent. Like, it really was. It was just a decent album. That's, you know, that's it.
That's fine. And if you think Rich Forever is better too, that I'm never mad at people's opinions. It's opinions. It's music. I don't give a shit. I'm just telling you, I felt like that. And I can't be that wrong in that sense, because if that was the album, and I know it was the album, that's how albums become mixtapes. Mixtapes come out because they call it an album, and they're like, nah, this ain't gonna get it. So they just go, fuck it, I'm putting it out anyways, and then they put it out as a mixtape. That's what God Forgives I Don't was. That's what you got. The label said, nah, it's not it. This isn't the album we want to sell. So you got Rich Forever. That's exactly what happened.
But that didn't happen with, okay. You know what? So that didn't happen with TM103. Like, it was
absolutely
just,
it did. That's why we got the real.
I just don't believe that. Like, I really don't believe that was the case for Rick Ross.
Okay, so
the thing is, you know why? Because he could put out something lukewarm, and with the buzz he has, it is still go.
Yeah,
it'll go. You're talking about labels now. That they don't care about a whole body of work. They care about two singles. They care about a hit. That's all they care about. They can sell an album based off a hit. You can sell.
This single didn't really pick
Rick
up.
Rick Ross is not going to go platinum. He's gonna sell 500. He's going to sell 500, maybe 8 on a good day.
The thing about record sales, man, is that shit just never, to me, I might be like the only nigga that probably really don't ever give a fuck about rap. I want my favorite artist to sell because it's a good look for them. That's it. Other than that, I really don't, you know, I'd be like, fuck, if a nigga put out a dope album and the shit don't, you know, his shit don't go platinum, but the next nigga go platinum, I would never be like, oh, well, you know, that nigga shit went platinum, so it gotta be better. It just means more motherfuckers bought it. Like, it don't, you know, that's just that.
Right, no. But I didn't bring up album sales. The only thing I said was that I didn't think Rich Forever was that great, and I think that the label also didn't think it was that great, which is why you got Rich Forever instead of it being God Forgives, I Don't.
But it's just crazy how like record labels care so much about how, you know, what's a great album and what's not, when so many whack ass albums come out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think it was that. You know what I'm saying? I think he has a strategy, and I think this is exactly why Meek Mill didn't come out before Wale. And for me, not being a Wale fan, I would push towards Meek Mill, because you would think Meek Mill had the better hits this year, which I think he did. But when it comes to a body of work and being consistent, I think that's where Wale passes him, and Wale has a heavy following. So I think everything that Rick Ross is doing right now is he's doing the right thing.
That's Self-Made 2 coming out this year. It's supposed to be coming
and it's
out.
Like, you got Self-Made 2 coming out, and Dream Chasers 2, and God Forgives and I Don't, and then you have Meek Mill's first album. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's what he's doing is great, and he's, by him putting out this mixtape, he's promoting himself more, he's promoting Styly more and Gunplay more. I think what he's doing is great. So as of right now, I think
we're just in disagreement. Like, we all agree he was the hottest artist. He put out, he assembled a great team, put out some really good catchy music. I think he's a talented artist. I think he's a talented businessman. The only thing we're having conflict on is I think that you got Rich Forever, and other people I know predicted that, is that we weren't gonna get it. He talked all that shit about how he wasn't going to get pushed back, and the album got pushed back. And I think that's what you get. And the same thing happens. Yeah, I think it happens all the time.
But if an album come out,
and the album doesn't come out, and then they just put out a mixtape.
You really forgetting that he had a stroke. And what happens after you put out an album?
He didn't have no stroke.
A seizure, stroke, whatever. Like, he had some seizures. that slow you down. Okay, all right. Wouldn't that slow you down? You having a seizure would slow you fuck down. It wouldn't? Are you fucking serious?
The shows anyways. He didn't even not do the show. That's not an excuse.
Get it, but to go on a tour when you have an album, you know how busy that is. Like, you're not. All of that shit is not coming into play with you. You just like think this shit just happens. Just like
the album got pushed pushed back because the label didn't feel like the album was good enough.
All right. Who is he signed to? But yet, Young Jeezy just, you know.
Both signed to the same fucking label.
Man, listen, bro.
Both of them got their albums pushed back.
Who is he signed to? Def Jam?
Yes.
It's fucking Def Jam. Come on.
Both of them pushed, they got their albums pushed back. Will you act like I'm saying it happens? That's not weird.
Yeah, I just don't think it was because of the lack of, you know, hits. I don't think that was the case.
All right, well.
I mean, he did, but the thing is, like, the two songs that he put out was I Love My Bitches.
I love my bitches and you the boss.
I thought, yeah, like those two were like
fresh.
They were, I just didn't understand how he had better songs on Rich Forever than those two. But
he did, you know what though? It kinda made sense because it was like this. At the time when he came out with that I Love My Bitches, the buzz behind that song, because when they announced that Just Blaze was on the beat, niggas was like, oh shit, you know, I gotta hit this shit. When they, you know, when they dropped it. So when he dropped that,
it was tough.
When he dropped that, it's fire. You know what I'm saying? I still fuck with that song. So when he followed that up with You the Boss and had niggas scratching their head, it's not a head scratcher. He has Nicki Minaj on the hook and, like, you know, doing, you know, the vocals on the song and shit because it's Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying?
Like, her name attached to it.
It's a song. It's a smooth song. It may not be his top 10, top 5 best shit ever, but it was a reason why he put that out. He put that out because at that time it's like, okay, it's Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying?
That's your label being active. We need Nicki.
It was for the chicks more than it was maybe for, you know, for us. Because for us, he put out, you know, I Love My Bitches. That was for the niggas to be like, damn, shit's fire. For the chicks, maybe it was the, you know how you always got to have it. He, you know, I Ross throw that one song out there. It's like, all right, it's for y'all.
And both of those are whack.
Yes,
Lean was here right now because Lean's a huge Rick Ross fan. He said the same thing.
I just thought they wasn't like, he had other hot shit that was in the streets that overshadowed those songs.
We all agree. Those were label songs. Those were
Bitches was fire. Yo, like, yeah. I really can't say I love my bitches.
Those were for album cuts, man. Like,
right.
Come on. Like, he had a song with Nelly, which was fucking awesome. And I would look at that song without hearing it and say, I don't want to hear this shit. But Nelly usually, like, is good on features. Yeah, I don't know. For some reason,
shit with Avery him, Storm was on the hooking on.
Yeah. Him, right? And that's a few years ago. But yeah, that was crazy. I love that song. But anyways, let's move on because I know Mariano say you gotta get up out of here.
I gotta get up out of do the family thing.
Yeah, I do too. You know what I'm saying? I got places to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
everybody's fake busy. They all.
You said niggas fake busy.
Oh yeah, fake busy as fuck, man. I had told me yesterday. I got all days, man.
Shit happens, man. I was up all night, you know what I'm saying? Like, getting shit done.
I don't even hear it.
It's nigga Larian, yo. It's nigga Larian. I'm going to tell y'all niggas right quick, B. I asked this nigga Larian out the kindness of my heart. I said, yo, my nigga, you know, the Hawks and the Bulls. I don't fuck with the Hawks. I'm a Bulls fan. I said, yo, the Bulls is down here on March 28th. What's good? He like, yo, man, I'm going to have to have my people probably get in touch with yours. I'm on tour right now.
Exactly.
I'm, you know,
exactly.
I'm coming back. I'm out in Cali next week. I don't know how long I'm gonna be out there. Then I'm out in VA. I'm like, yo, what you? He like, yo, matter of fact, my nigga, I'm gonna have to probably, I'm gonna pass the phone off to somebody right now. Just get back in touch. I'm like, yo, all right, B, just. But he's calling us fake busy though. This nigga's
okay. You got family matters. That's whatever. All right. Anyway.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mariano's a family man now. Like, no lie, yeah. Yo. You know, like. I mean, it happened quick. You know, the family happened quick, but, you know, you still seem like the same person. Me, personally, you know, I feel like a family man now, and sometimes I just want to, you know, get my Frank the Tank on and shit.
Like, you know, right now, I hate you.
Word, man.
No, but seriously, sometimes I want to get my Frank the Tank on, you know what I'm saying? Go out. And streak with beautiful white bitches and whatnot.
Yeah.
You was the only one streaking.
Only streaking. They gonna look back like, what the fuck?
There's more. All right. So real quick, we'll get out, I guess. Goddamn, this shit took way longer than I expected. Honorable mentions. Everybody real quick. I wanted to do two honorable mentions. You don't even have to get into it. And, who you big in 2012. So, Mariana, I'll let you start.
My first honorable mention, my saying Lloyd Banks, you know what I'm saying? He had a great year, you know what I'm saying? He's pretty consistent. Another one, I would have to say Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying? Kendrick Lamar definitely his buzz wasn't big enough to bump anybody that we had on our list off the 10, but it was definitely worth mentioning, you know, for sure. And I think one guy to look out for, and my pick to look out for this year, will probably be French Montana. I think he's gonna be, you know, he's gonna continue this wave that he's on. And if Max do get out, you know, Lord willing, if Max get out, yo, that nigga is gonna really take over, man. I'm telling you, French is gonna really take over.
Man, Max not getting out, man. God, never getting out. You know, y'all make me fan. I don't fish jail on nobody, my nigga. He ain't getting out though.
We got faith. We got faith. Long live the wave, man. Seriously, he's my top five rapper, son. I put him over Biggie. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not even reaching. Like that's just me. You know what I'm saying? But
that's where you just
free Max B though. Like Max B would be number 11 right now. You know what I'm saying? But free Max B. Kendrick Lamar is definitely a person that could have made the list, but, you know, is this? I think that this is going to be his year. You know what I'm saying? I think he's doing exactly what Wiz did with Cushion Arjuice. You know, Section 80, I think, you know, whatever he comes out with next is going to be crazy. And plus, he's, like, really abusing niggas on these songs. Like, the song with J-Rock and the song with The Game, like he got on the Game album and, like, raped him. He was, like, he molested. Like, he molested that whole track. I thought it was, like, it wasn't even fair. Like, it was disgusting to see, like, this young boy just.
He's really nice. I'm not even a fan of him, but he is nice. And so what you got? Kendrick?
We got French Montana.
All right. Y'all both agree on French. And who you got? Who you got big for 2012?
Birdman.
Birdman, all right, good pick. All right, I got my honorable mentions for 2011 would be I'm gonna just go since they mentioned some other people. I'm gonna go ahead and fly a couple of my people. I'm gonna go ASAP Rocky. I think the whole ASAP team is doing some things. I think they're gonna have a huge year this year.
The best rapper from
Buzz kind of started late last year, which is why he didn't make the cut for us. Mm-hmm. Another pick for me would be, of course, Dom Kennedy. Dom kind of started in 2010. I think 2011 really heated up for him.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised to see him not sign this year.
He's supposed to be dropping the Yellow album this year too. That's my nigga, Dom, man. That's my nigga.
Dom's very consistent. I think Dom may have a huge year this year too.
You know, it's more of his like his style and like his aura, like than his lyrics, because he's really like, he's really, you know, not really saying much, but it's just his whole style.
He just make good weather music, you know, when the weather good and you just you know it's just that,
right?
Weather is just good shit. Shout out, you know what too? Shout out the Nipsey Hussle, shout out the Push, shout out the Push, man, for that you know what I'm saying, he dropped that, you know, I'm telling you,
man.
Yeah, Iceman.
We talk about Push Montana, right?
Yeah. I was talking about the name of the shit, Iceman. That's that right there.
Man, nah. Like the waiter.
The waiter
availability. Lego Man is my shit.
The tape was
certified.
Yeah, Push Come to Shove Volume 2. That shit, great. Like I said, shout out to Push, man. He's definitely somebody like that. The thing is, we always talk about, you know, Push. We always, you know, try to tell people, encourage people, you know, go get up on his music and this and that. Like, if you still haven't caught on that wave, like, you really missing out, man. That nigga got great music, man.
And I'm hoping to God, man, this is a big year for him.
Exactly.
Well, I hope Troy gets more push this year.
Yeah, Troy. Shout out to Troy Ave too, man. For real.
But anyway, my last pick. And for a guy I think that's going to really make a big splash this year is a young cat out of Houston, Kurt Cobain. I've been listening to his music lately.
Oh yeah, yeah. How the fuck did I forget Kurt, that? I think in my car, that's my shit.
This shit is tough, but I think he's like a. I think he's. I really think he's not going to go too far. It's already a Drake. Like, I get it. He's like a Houston Drake. I don't think he's going too far.
Big splash this year. I really do. Just listening to what he puts out, they sound like hits to me. And I'm like, I'm not saying he's you know, incredibly gifted lyrically. Mm-hmm. I just expect him to make a splash this year, man.
Well,
like,
he has
a lot of star quality to me. So we'll see.
I think it's truly disrespect to name him before we name, like, Nipsey Hussle. And, like, even though the Marathon, you know, was not his best piece of work, I think he's...
The Marathon continues?
Yeah, I don't think it was his best piece of work. But now, I think he's pretty good. I think he can...
He is. We'll see. Nipsey kind of, to me, hovered this year. I wanted to see him make one move in a direction. I didn't think it really happened. I think that's because the Marathon continues wasn't that great.
Yeah, I think we kind of expect. You know what though? Honestly, I might have been like one of the only people that really felt like that was a. I don't know. I just like that tape. Maybe I wanted like some more Nipsey music. You know what I'm saying? To the point where it was like, you know, he dropped that and it was dope. Like, to me, it was dope. I like the Marathon better now that I, you know, when I had a chance to listen to both of them, you know, and had that rotation a lot. I like the first Marathon a lot better. I just don't think Nipsey did enough. You know, last year, like, you know, maybe he did some shit like on the, you know, like.
And this, that's why I didn't understand how, like, these young artists are, like, taking breaks. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this? You don't take breaks. You know
this year, hopefully he gets it together this year. Hopefully this year, you know, he'll continue.
Hopefully the way Bullets Ain't Got No Name 4 is coming out. Yeah. Like, no more the Marathon continues. Just put out Bullets Ain't Got No Name 4. Like, go back to, you know, why people started listening to you in the first place. Like,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't fuck with the Marathon or the Marathon continue. I just couldn't.
But all right, well, I guess I don't know. Rap is it?
Yeah, we could rap, man. It's a good show, man. Appreciate y'all niggas for having me on. Man, I gotta come back, man.
Absolutely, yeah, we'll have you back on. I got some other stuff I definitely want to discuss.
Nah, you need your own shit, man. Like, I've been talking to Nikki too. Like, you just need your own shit. That's all.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's definitely gonna be in the work too, man. We definitely gotta fuck with it right here.
Let's shut that one off. I hope we cut it now. Anyway, it don't matter. Just edit that part off at the end. But yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't got no problem. That was fun doing some hip hop shit again. Anyway.
Yeah, that was good shit.
I mean, if y'all want to do Yeah Right Radio, it's a matter of, I guess, just getting the technology together to put it together. Like, see, I bought the recording thing, and Jeremiah's got it on his computer. I need to just buy it for myself, I guess.
Really? Yeah. Like, to be honest with you, whenever you need to record something, I'll try to be, like, available. Like, if you have a set time. I'm dead serious. Like, if y'all want to record, whenever y'all want to record, I'm going to try to make it so we can record.
Well, I mean, I should just have it anyway.
Yeah, it should happen anyway.
Yeah, I don't trust you. we're friends, you know, speak frankly. I don't trust you.
No, you know what? Like, I think sometimes I get a bad name when it comes to being responsible, when it comes to, you know, just radio shit. And as a lot of things, a lot of things pop up, and it was some days where Larion is supposed to record, but he's somewhere getting drunk. Or I'm not gonna hear from him until the next day. Larion. Every Thursday you get drunk. Okay, all right, Larion. Like, we're not gonna act like we don't know each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't got a front for nobody. Like,
no Thursdays, I get drunk.
All right. So if you can't do a show because of your drunkenness, don't blame it on me. I'm just saying.
Never planned on Thursday.
All right.
Go.
That niggas is crazy, man.
This nigga. Yo, Mario,
I'm
gonna go tend to your family, man.
All right, man. I'm gonna hit y'all niggas, man.
Come on, man.
All right.